ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Chapter entitled Prayers by the Demigods, Text Number 40. Matsyashvakachapa Narsimha Varahamsa Rajanya Vipra Vibhudeshu Kritavataraha Tvampasinas त्रिभुवनं च यदु यथा दुनेशः भारं भुवो हर यदुतम वन्दनं ते। Purport by His Divine Rishila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: O Supreme Controller, Your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narsimhadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramchandra Parashuram, and among the demigods, Vamandev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. Purport: in every incarnation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a particular mission to execute, and this was true in His appearance as the son of Devaki in the family of the Yadus. Thus all the demigods offered their prayers to the Lord, bowing down before Him, and requested the Lord to do the needful. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. We can simply offer Him our obeisances, as advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Man Mana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhya Ji Mam Namaskuru, and pray to Him for annihilation of dangers. O Madhaham Sarajanya Vipra Vibhudesh Gritavatara Tampasi Nas Tribhubanam Chayathadunesha Bharam Bhuvo Hara Yaduttama Vandanam Te. O Supreme Controller, Your Lordship previously accepted incarnations as a fish, a horse, a tortoise, Narsimhadev, a boar, a swan, Lord Ramchandra Parashuram, and among the demigods, Vamandev, to protect the entire world by your mercy. Now please protect us again by your mercy by diminishing the disturbances in this world. O Krishna, the best of the Yadus, we respectfully offer our obeisances unto you. After all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva have appeared in the prison house of Kamsa and there offered the choicest prayers, they have prayed the Supreme Lord for protection. This is the verse concluding the prayers, and the prayers conclude with the understanding that let thy will be done. Ultimately, we have offered our prayers. If you want to protect us, please protect us as you have done before. The devotee simply reminds the Lord of the promise that he has fulfilled previously for the other devotees, not to remind the Lord but practically to become more faithful. The Lord has previously protected and therefore certainly will protect us. Only that the medium of protection or the channel of protection or the type of protection is very different in every incarnation. In the Matsya incarnation, the Lord protects the knowledge, He revives the wisdom, He protects the opportunity for deliverance by protecting the king, Satyavrata. And in the tortoise incarnation, He comes like an emergency measure. It's not a scheduled incarnation. something is going wrong, and immediately he finds, without having the demigods and the demons were just helpless as the Mandara mountain was just sinking. So Varahadev and the Kurma Avatar have something in common. They lift or they give support or strength to the diminishing to the diminishing nature of the divine qualities. And then in the Narasimha Avatar, the Lord has appeared to protect his devotee Prahlad in a very unique way again. In the incarnation of Lord Ramchandra, he has performed not only just pastime of killing Ravana, but setting up ideals for human society. And Vamandev has disguised as Brahman to cheat Bali Maharaj. Seemingly, when the Lord appeared, initially it did not look like protecting almost immediately. But then, in due course of time, that was revealed. And here, the demigods are now leaving up to the Lord to do His way, to protect the demigods as He desires. So, this is what Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, very important. We can simply offer Him our obeisances. We cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do anything for us. I want this kind of protection, Lord. Protect me in this way. Guide this person to do this, and now guide me to achieve this. Naturally, the Lord knows better what and how the protection has to be given. And therefore, today we have another opportunity, very glorious opportunity. Today we have been, this is the blessing that through the disciplinances of three prominent acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. And all of their lives were simply dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How all of them simply depended upon the mercy and the blessings of the Lord and their devotees. And a glorious opportunity, but a tall order to glorify this very, very, very elevated souls. In fact, the parshas, the Nitya parshas of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So, with the permission and the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, to humbly attempt to glorify these great souls for our purification on this day, and to carry the inspiration which they have left for all of us for generations and lifetimes. In fact, in the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, there is a constant stream of internal development of one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We find that when Srila Raghunath Das Goswami appeared in the family of Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, and he appeared in the village of Sri Krishnapur, they were belonging to a very wealthy family, and the culture, they were already Vaishnavas, and they had their priest Yajunandan Acharya, and their spiritual master was Sri Balaram Acharya. Now, by the arrangement of the Lord, Sri Raghunath Das was very much attached to Sri Balaram Acharya, and Sri Balaram Acharya would be very merciful upon this young Raghunath to intermittently and quite occasionally take him along to visit Sri Haridas Thakur. Imagine the kind of the spectrum which Raghunath Das Goswami has association with. A very wide spectrum, right from childhood Sri Haridas Thakur. And by Associating with Shri Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das developed his inclination and desire to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After being given this association, Raghunath Das Goswami would be visiting, very much influenced by the example of Haridas Thakur. And he was very much detached right from his childhood. No affection for materialistic things, and he had no attachment to the wealth and property that he was inheriting. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at Katwa, then he was on his way to Vrindavan, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu gave him made a detour to Shantipur on the way to Jagannath Puri. And Advaitacharya's house, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed. And Raghunath Das was so attached that he went to Shantipur to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his desire to be in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased day by day. It was a gradual increment of his intense attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Soon after, he was very much, his detachment and his renunciation was very much noticed by the parents. The attachment and affection is not noticed by the parent, but detachment is very quickly noticed. And immediately warnings and signals are given that better desist from these kind of activities. Almost all parents have that faith that if my child really becomes sincere devotee of Lord Krishna, he'll become detached. So, sometimes the child may not have that faith, but the parents do have that faith. And generally sometimes when we practice Krishna consciousness, someone who is outside of us, they make a good estimation of our future. Oh, this person is likely to become more serious. But then, sometimes we don't understand, and therefore we don't have to understand how much I am advancing in Krishna consciousness. You can make enough calculations from sincere devotees around you that what is the level of your advancement. Raghunath Das was attached to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and then he was again going to visit Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur this time, and this time he was sent with guards. Earlier he was not sent with guards. This time he was expecting that he would escape. So he was sent with guards, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here gave the first instruction to Raghunath Das. And he said, do not become a Markat Vairagi. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave as an instruction to increase Raghunath Das's renunciation and attachment for the Lord internally. He was asking Raghunath Das not to increase his external attempts, but to increase his internal endeavor. And sometimes bhakti does not mean much of endeavor on the external platform. It is really hard work on the inside. And therefore, sometimes people might feel devotees not working so hard, not so struggling. And sometimes we also feel we don't have that capacity to struggle in the material world so much. So where is our energy going? That energy is practically going with the struggle inside of us. And that struggle is what people want to avoid, because that's the most difficult struggle. And therefore, struggling internally is what will cause purification and will create that intensity of attachment. So Raghunath Das was told, develop an attitude of being externally very attached, so that you can work more on the internal front. Because if you exhibit too much of devotion, then there will be too much of external impediments. And therefore, sometimes in the Krishna consciousness, a sadhaka has to be very, very diplomatic in that terms, dealing with the material world. not to exhibit so much of devotion that will create too much of obstacles. Prabhupada said once to one disciple, just give respect to others. Because if you give respect to others, then they will not trouble you. They will not give you any difficulty. So better give all respect to others, and so that you can internally have much leverage to work upon our own advancement. Else we get too much caught up with the material world, dealing with the material world. Therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinadabhi sunni chana taro riva saheshna, tolerating and also giving respect to others. At some point of time we can tolerate, but we cannot afford to give respect to this karmi, this materialistic person. And that's how Raghunath Das Goswami was now focused on giving such a good image of his obedience to the parents that internally no one could detect his advancement. This time, as Hiranya Majumdar was the uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, and Govardhan Majumdar was his father, and Hiranya Majumdar had been out for some official duty, but he was a tax collector, and it was the pact with the government that 2 million gold coins were to be collected as tax, and out of that the pact was to give 1.5 million gold coins to the government. But this time he kept 1.8. He kept he gave 1.2 and kept 800,000 gold coins, 80,000 gold coins with him. And this time the Chaudhary, he was very envious, the Turkish Chaudhary, he decided to crack and took this opportunity and informed the minister, and the minister along with them came to the house of Raghunath Das. They could not find Hiranya Majumdar, so they arrested Raghunath Das, the young boy. But seeing the beauty and the gentle nature of Raghunath Das, he didn't feel like beating this wonderful child. So Prabhupada mentions that they belong to the Kayasthas family, and Kayasthas families are supposed to be very aristocratic, and their reputation is very much stronghold in the neighboring area, in the neighboring kingdoms and places, that no one would be comfortable having a Kayastha being beaten up, be a big furor. So therefore Turkish Chaudhary this time, he did want to beat up Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das was very diplomatic. He remembered the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu: behave externally in such a way that they don't disturb you too much. So then he implemented this teaching, and he began to glorify this Turkish Chaudhary. Though he had practically nothing worth to be glorified, in the sense he was just a tax collector and he was envious, he was just making ends meet, he wanted his own commission. It was a pretty materialistic dealing. But in this way he made a very spiritual affair out of it. Raghunath Das started to glorify, you're my uncles and my father, and you are of the same. You're like brothers. And in brothers there might be some fight, and sometimes they will fight and sometimes they will meet together and sit, discuss very peacefully. So I am your son, I am like your son. So why do you torture me this way? And in fact, you are a jinda peer. You are a living saint. You really belong to a worthy tradition, and you really, really worthy of your following your tradition. So it behooves you to free me and to forget this whole affair. Raghunath Das spoke in such a fantastic way, giving all respect to this jinda peer, so called, that real emotions came out of this Turkish Chaudhary. He started crying and tears were falling on his beard. Just imagine how a Vaishnava can bring the best out of the worst. Even if that person has no qualification, he has glorified him so much that he has awakened to his qualification. I should become a jinda peer. So that's how a devotee glorifies someone, not simply because it's not there in him and just wants to do something diplomatically. By glorifying that person to that level, he will bring out that which is there within him to the best capacity, the best ability. So that's how somehow or other we have to... I was just talking to one very nice gentleman, and I was just talking to him that this place around is very pious. But then, you know, when I said to him, and as in his house, talking to him and was discussing, so I said, this place, I was meaning that this place around, the whole vicinity, has very positive vibrations. So he became so happy. Oh, really? Do you find this, my home is very positively, is very having a lot of spiritual vibrations here? I said, I think so. I've accidentally struck a right chord. So let me make use of this opportunity. So I told him, amazing, this place really is vibrant with very spiritual vibrations. You have the deities, you have the photographs of the Lord, and you are so nicely, this, even if that room, that room was in a very mess, they were going some construction and some things were all lying about, kids were sleeping here and there, so I could not, but then I said, it seems to become positive from him, he seems to become more positive by my accidental kind of remark. So I said, really, this place is really amazing with spiritual vibrations. You can actually do much more to bring it, and you can actually start chanting. And then he started to talk about, you know, my son also likes to chant Hare Krishna. He comes to temple, he comes to Radha Gopinath temple, he knows Radha Gopinath and all those things. So he started becoming very spiritual. So that practically depends upon us, how to negotiate in this material world to bring it on the spiritual platform. Practically, Raghunath Das was exhibiting this kind of wonderful qualifications because he was implementing the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first level of Raghunath Das's life was association with Srila Haridas Thakur. That increased by seeing the example, he was inspired. And by his example, he was meditating on the opportunity to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So second stage was meditation. And after meditation, he received the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after instruction, he made pretension to be like an ordinary materialistic person, like Jad Bharat. No one would be able to detect him. Therefore, he would not be disturbed in executing his own spiritual duties. So, very pretentiously he performed his duties, and therefore his parents were not that much concerned. And that's how, along with this pretension, he was developing internal the humility and determination to actually rise above the shackles of this mundane life. Finally, when he went, he requested to go to Panihati because he knew the Lord Nityananda Prabhu had come there. Practically, Raghunath Das Goswami sought opportunities from everywhere. Wherever he could meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, he would go there. He would see that Nityananda Prabhu was coming in Panihati. He would go there and try to serve the Lord, take association, hear from the saintly persons and receive their blessings. And seeing Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was offering obeisances. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu immediately called him that you are a thief, that you are offering obeisances at a distance. I will punish you. And the punishment was the mercy of the opportunity to service to Vaishnavas. So somehow or other, in the association of devotees, even if we get punished, we get only one service to the Vaishnavas. That's all. There is no other way, because in the association of devotees, even if there is punishment, it is within the association of devotees. So at the most, what can happen? You could remain in the association of devotees and do some other service. Maybe this service is difficult, so they are punished for not doing this well, then you get some other service. In the association of devotees, there is only hope that we will get service. And that's what we should be attached to. Not what kind of service that we get, but what amount of service and what quality of service that we wish to do. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu received the wonderful servings of Chida Dahi and very much blessed. Nityananda Prabhu in the evening was at the house of Raghav Pandit and they had a wonderful feast. Because Nityananda Prabhu told that Raghav Pandit, please do not make any offerings. I will be fully tasting the nectar which Raghunath Das has offered. And so much so that Nityananda Prabhu was so elevated that he invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his meditation, and no one could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu was feeding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were having joking exchanges. Raghunath Das was blessed, and the blessing came in the form of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. The next day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu met Raghunath Das in the under the same tree, and he blessed him that soon you will be able to free yourself from the shackles of material bondage, and you will be soon attaining the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much filled with anticipation of the blessings, Raghunath Das Goswami now had increased this inspiration, and this inspiration comes from a proper opportunity. One has to take the inspiration. So Yadunandan Acharya was in the priest, and his pujari had left. Krishna created those circumstances so that he could take the benefit of the situation. And Yadunandan Acharya said that, please come with me and convince the pujari to stay back. Sometimes that's the problem in the temples. Pujari is going and there is no one to take service. So we have to tell the pujari to stay back and worship the deities. This time Raghunath Das Goswami was brought, and then he was he came there, but he knew that there was no guards at this time, and it was the right opportunity. He took the, because he was trying so much, very much, before to try to escape, and the guards would catch him all the time that he would go. This time in the middle of the night he escaped. He went on walk to Jagannath Puri, fasting, practically eating, sometimes drinking a little milk or eating some fruits or eating some dried grains. Raghunath Das, after 12 days, reached Jagannath Puri through the forest path. And he reached the Gambira, the residence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on receiving Raghunath Das, he entrusted him to Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he said, "You are Swarupera Raghu." Because there was Raghunath Vaidya Raghunath, there was Raghunath Bhatt at that time. Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami also came from Varanasi to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stayed with him for 8 months. And then Raghunath Das Goswami was entrusted in the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and again he was initiated. The initiation was given. Initiation means to be entrusted under the care of a very advanced soul. And that's how we get connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through the spiritual master. So practically Raghunath Das Goswami was initiated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and given into the care of Swarup Damodar. And then Raghunath Das Goswami was free to practice his renunciation. Now he was beginning, now I have got his opportunity. Now I want to internalize, I want to simply give up the various egoistic attachments. And therefore Raghunath Das was now started to beg food, just to make himself feel so humble and dependent on the mercy of the Lord. So as he was begging on various days, Shivananda Sen happened to come there, and when he came back, Govardhan Majumdar found out that Raghunath Das has reached Jagannath Puri. Those times were fortunate culture. Parents, if they know that the child has joined the ashram, they would not come in the ashram and create some difficulty. They would remain there. Okay, he has gone to the lotus of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the wish of the Lord. So let him remain there, but at least let him eat nicely. That's the worry of all the parents. Is he eating nicely? Is he now? Especially the mothers, they want that. So therefore, this was a typical concern of a parent. And Govardhan Majumdar said, if not come back, but at least he should not perform so much tapasya that he becomes so lean and thin. So let us send 2 Brahmins and a cook, so that he could cook for Raghunath Das. So they didn't send, and therefore, especially in our temple, if there is no difficulty, because we have got good cooks here who cook and feed nicely, so that brahmacharis don't become sick and they become healthy. So that's how some parents said, okay, now you are. In fact, devotees become much healthy when they come here, especially a little bit healthy. But definitely that is the concerned, and Govardhan Madhumdar sent his cook. So Raghunath Das did not want to again antagonize his parent by sending back the cooks. Otherwise they would have come back. They would have come. So he said, okay, let the cooks remain here. We'll employ them in the service of the Lord. So then every 15 days he would have the cooks made feast for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invite him. After 2 months, Raghunath Das said that, you know, even I'm inviting the Lord for the feast, but I'm simply increasing my false prestige. That Lord is coming and eating at my place and I'm offering this service. So this is also a kind of impediment. So he gave up. He sent the cooks back that time. And then Raghunath Das was now started to beg. And the in the Simhadwara gate of Jagannath Puri, everyone was coming and Raghunath Das was eating. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, where is the feast nowadays? Raghunath Das is not inviting him. And when he understood that Raghunath Das has given up that alternative, he became pleased. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not say anything, but he was pleased when Raghunath Das Goswami was increasing his level of renunciation. Raghunath Das was begging, and this time, after some time, he stopped begging because he was thinking that I am discriminating who is coming. Last day he gave this much and he gave this thing. What will I get today? That expectation is there in begging still. So let me stop that expectation. Let me become completely free from any expectation. And that's how Raghunath Das then went to the area where the waste, the leftovers, remnants of Jagannath's Mahaprasad would be rotting, and they were known to eat, and the cows would be eating those grains, those rice. The cows who have rejected that grains would be accepted by Raghunath Das, wash them off, add a little salt and eat. Sarup Damodar came to know. He said, where are you? Where is Raghunath Das begging these days now? Not to be seen. And he found that Raghunath Das was eating this kind of prasad. So he said, I also want to taste the nectar that you are tasting. Give me some of that. After soon, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know, he became very happy and came to place where Raghunath Das Goswami was staying. And he was very much pleased by the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, that he snatched, like Lord Krishna snatched that chip rice from Sudama. That's how Krishna snatched away the love which was expressed in that renunciation. So the love was what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting, that this is what Raghunath Das is offering to me, his heart to me, by his renunciation. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very much favored by the Lord. He stayed in the association of the Lord for 15 years in Jagannath Puri, practically being so much close and intimate, being trained up by Sarup Damodar Goswami. And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a Govardhan Shila given to him by a devotee named Shankaranand, who came from Vrindavan. He was bathing, this Shila was being bathed by the tears of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always clinging to his heart, sometimes smelling it, sometimes crying tears, was bathed by the tears of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation, and a Gunjumala. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please go to Vrindavan and join. In fact, this was when he received this from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me residence in Govardhan and the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So soon when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared and when the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, Raghunath Das Goswami felt like he had no reason to live in this world. So he wanted to commit suicide by going to Govardhan. And as soon as he reached the Govardhan, he met the two associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And in their association, he felt solace. And they requested him to speak the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by speaking the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling again united with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the banks of Radhakund, these Goswamis would hear, along with Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was a very ardent listener, who was hearing these pastimes of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri. And thus, that immersion and absorption of Raghunath Das Goswami at the banks of Radhakund was so intense that he would chant minimum 1 lakh names, offer 2,000 obeisances to the devotees, 1,000 to the deities, and he was taking few drops of buttermilk every day. It was not, there was never a moment in Raghunath Das Goswami's life that he was thinking that this is the height of renunciation. This is the limit. So he thought this was also too much of sense gratification. And that's how he started to take few drops of buttermilk in few days. In 2 or 3 days. What? He was becoming thin, lean. Devotees from Janma Mataji came from Bengal. And as soon as he came and she came, he was very much inspired. He was brought back again to life. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami spent his later years excavating Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, the wonderful kund that we see in Vrindavan, in the Govardhan. And he was thinking to excavate, but he had no money. And what happened was that a rich merchant was going to Badrinath to renovate Badri Vishal temple. We sometimes think, why this humble temple? Would have been a bigger temple. But the Lord Narayan said, you know, on his way, it came to his dream and said, you go to Radha Kund, Govardhan, and offer your donation to Raghunath Das Goswami to build Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And that's how this kund was excavated. The Pandavas were living there and they requested that Shyam Kund not be excavated in that way because we are meditating there on the banks of on Shyam Kund. And therefore we find on that place, while that bleeding of the tongue of Govardhan, Lord appeared in the dream and said, this is my tongue, install me and let people worship that. We find that behind that place, the tongue of Govardhan, Jiva Mandir, is the Teen Goswami Samadhi. The Samadhis of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And these great personalities, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, being a blessing for all of us. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's mercy was giving a legacy to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada at a similar old age wrote, compiled the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita for all of us to immerse in the loving pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, this wonderful day is a moment, is a day for absorption in the grace and the blessings that these great souls have offered upon all of us. Their whole life was personification of blessings and grace. They always dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is what they have passed in legacy to all of us. Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami also, depending on the grace of the Lord, followed the instruction. He followed 3 instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, when he came to Jagannath Puri, that serve your parents till they are in this world, do not marry, and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a realized soul. Because he knew that Raghunath Das was very much inclined, was very much capable of serving in his brahmachari identity. And then similarly, Srila Prabhupada was telling once that there are many ladies with children coming in the Krishna Balaram guest house. So Prabhupada was receiving difficulties and complaints that what to do with these ladies, single ladies with children. Prabhupada said laughingly that we tell our boys not to get married and remain brahmachari, and we tell on the other hand to all the women that all women must get married. This is contradiction in our philosophy. And Prabhupada said this remains insoluble. And Prabhupada laughed and joked. And that's how Prabhupada actually also set up the whole institution of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Thereby we could serve everyone, all living entities. We could get a proper appropriate shelter for each of the ashrams. And Prabhupada created this wonderful facility for hearing and chanting in the association of devotees. It would be very difficult to perform bhajan alone. Practically impossible. We are surviving because of association of devotees. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has given so wonderfully, so beautifully, imbuing the essence of all the acharyas' teachings and giving in one package the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Just open it and you can pick whatever you want. And you can actually go on with the spiritual life, advancing always under the shelter and the grace of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So let us pray on this wonderful day that let us develop this kind of attachment, renunciation, and that inspiration to constantly allow ourselves to be bathing in the opportunity of blessings and grace. Very, very easy in that way. It does not become difficult. Bhakti becomes very sublime and real. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki. Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Gaur Premanande.